This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There were four names that our friend Russ Dorsey mentioned as possible targets for the Cubs as the trade deadline comes up. One of those names, we're going to have to cross him off the list.
Yeah, Tyler Mahle got moved to the 60-day injured list, so he's not coming back. He's, in fact, staying gone. So that happened within the last hour.
All right, so look, there are three names. One of them you've talked about, so I want to do him second.
Okay.
Merrill Kelly from the Diamondbacks is a suggestion by Russ as a potential target for the Cubs. What do you think?
It's a really, really interesting name that we haven't talked about, and I'm really glad that we are with some detail, because he's 36 years old, and he's going to be a free agent at the end of this year, and I think it's only like $7 million somehow that they would have to cover. So it's very appetizing in terms of quality of prospect, theoretically, that you should have to give up. And unlike his teammate Zach Gallen, Merrill Kelly is actually having a very good year. In 17 starts, the ERA is 3.49. The FIP is better than that, the fielder independent pitching. So you like that. The K rate is up above league average at about 25.3%.
Okay.
The ground ball rate is extremely high at 45.3%. So when it's batted, it's often going on the ground. And you add into all of that, there was a really bad outing a long time ago in April against the Yankees when he gave up 9 earned runs in 3 2/3. So it's making the overall numbers look that much worse. And what I like about Kelly, 4 starts in the 2023 postseason, and you might remember 7 innings of 1-run ball against the Rangers in the World Series. So I'm glad that Russ put Merrill Kelly out there on the list, because he should be considered. And the last place I go to figure out how he's actually pitching right now is the Baseball Savant page. And I see that the chase rate is in 79th percentile. That's pretty good. And he's getting a lot of chase, because I want swing and miss. If you're going to go out and get a righty, a power righty, I want some swing and miss. The whiff rate is down at 59, but the K percentage, as I mentioned, up at 71st percentile. He doesn't walk a lot of people. He's 75th percentile there. So there's a decent amount of red there. He's not a velocity guy. He's only at 15th percentile there, averaging 91.9 miles per hour. But it's the secondary stuff. He's got really good breaking stuff, and he can get you to chase with that. And he's smart as hell. So I think Merrill Kelly's a pretty darn good name to have there as somebody to add, who shouldn't, again, cost you a ton unless Mike Hazen of the Diamondbacks drives a really hard bargain.
What the Diamondbacks end up doing is also going to be interesting, because there are people who are interested in Zach Gallen, and I would put Zach Gallen on the list. But they're a 500 team. They're 4 games out of the wild card as it stands today. Considering what they've been the last couple of years, you would think that there is a second half run that they're going to go on.
And they've got Corbin Carroll coming back.
But if you just look at run differential, It's amazing the correlation. They are plus four in run differential, which is perfect for a 500 team.
It's true.
So how good do they think they are?
Gallon's having a terrible year.
I know. I know.
That's a big deal. But they're four games back of the last wild card, which is being held right now by the St. Louis Cardinals.
Who are not good at baseball.
You got the Padres, Giants, Reds, and D-backs, all within four games of the Cardinals for what would be the third and final wild card. It's kind of hard to imagine the Diamondbacks pivoting comfortably to Seller with Carroll coming back, but that division is a bear.
Yep.
And, you know, you got to make some bold, bold choices in MLB. And that's Mike Hazen's a very smart guy. So it would be very interesting to watch.
Okay, there's two more names on this list. These are Russ Dorsey's potential targets for the Cubs.
Yeah.
Sandy Alcantara, go.
Sandy Alcantara in 2023 was the best pitcher in baseball. And because the fastball velocity is back up right now at 97.3, he's in the 91st percentile of fastball velocity. I, among many others, have been under the assumption that everything's going to get back in line for Sandy Alcantara as he develops, you know, as he pitches and he gets further away from the Tommy John surgery. It's just not happening yet. He had four real good starts in June and then gave up seven runs on Saturday night. And you look, his hard hit percentage is the worst of his career. His barrel percentage is the worst of his career. His K rate is the worst of his career. His whiff percentage is the worst of his career. So it's all pretty bad on the peripherals and the savant stuff, except the velo. So I still really like the idea of Alcantara, and it's still the guy that I want the most because I believe that the high-end ceiling is better than any of these guys. And he's under contract for another couple years. And I could see him being a big part of your window for not just this year, but the year after and the year after. And I've been talking to people in Miami. You know, I do the Marlins podcast.
It's true.
I do a Marlins podcast.
Parenthetically.
Yeah. It's part of my job on the parenthetical. And they insist that Alcantara is getting better and is getting closer. But it's hard to bet on that. But I think if you move early, you might be able to get him for a little less because the Marlins are in an interesting spot. So I still like Alcantara best. I understand why a lot of people don't. But I think he's got top end ceiling like none of these guys.
We've got some Cubs information that we need to bring your way before this segment is done. So hang in there. There is one more name
okay. That
I want to discuss with you. And of the names on the list, I found this one to be the most interesting. I'm curious what you think of Luis Severino from the A's.
Luis Severino just signed a three-year, $67 million deal with the A's, and they want to get rid of him already. And part of the reason they do is because he's bad-mouthing their ballpark.
Well, their ballpark's in Sacramento.
He's not wrong. At home, he is 0-7 with a 6.79 ERA. On the road, he's 2-2 with a 3.23.
Oh, okay.
He said that the smaller crowds, the lack of air conditioning inside.
I don't like that.
And a different kind of energy are drawbacks to pitching there. And he said, quote, "It feels like a spring training kind of game every time I pitch and every time other guys pitch." And the A's, according to Bob Nightingale, want him gone. Bob Nightingale in his Sunday Notes piece wrote, "It may come as a surprise if he's still with the organization come August, as he continues to bash the environment in Sacramento, agitating the organization."
Okay.
So, and what's interesting about Severino is that he's made 13 postseason starts in his career for the Yankees and the Mets. So he's a dude who's got a lot of postseason experience, too. As I go to Savant and I look at the velocity is up there at 95.7, so he's a 74th percentile there. That's pretty good. Average exit velocity, pretty good, 66th percentile, so he's not getting hit hard. He doesn't walk a lot of guys. He doesn't give up a lot of barrels. But he also doesn't strike out many people, anybody. He's in the first percentile of strikeout percentage, fourth percentile of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Whiff rate. First and fourth, so he's not missing bats. So the fact that he's not missing bats makes me not want to go after the dude, and because I don't think he's got the high-end ceiling like Alcantara does. So I really like the Merrill Kelly idea. I still like Alcantara the best, but Severino is certainly interesting.
Okay, I saw it this morning. I was like, we should run this by speed.
I appreciate the opportunity to do the research and wrap my head around it all. It's for damn sure.
All right, let's go out to Wrigley Field for a second here. We've got a little bit of Craig Counsell as the Cubs get ready to start their series against the Guardians, and we will have that series here for you on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Here's what Craig Counsell had to say about where the team is at and the struggles of one Matt Shaw.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, every player goes through ups and downs. It's part of, you know, it's one of the challenges of a major league schedule is that it's, you know, when you play this many games, you're gonna go through ups and downs. I think as a, you know, for young players going through it, you know, it can be a little, it feel newer. I think struggling can feel newer for a lot of young players because chances are if you've got to the big leagues pretty quickly, there's been less struggle. So, you know, managing that, you know, along with the best players in the game, going against them every night is just more challenging. And it's really about kind of sticking to what you're good at, believing in your plan, evaluating yourself correctly with just your process stuff. You know, because you can run into some bad luck, you know, and things like that, or you can just make some bad decisions and get results too. So it's just making sure you got a good handle on all that, and then you got to be willing to go on the ride, and that can be hard. You can have some weeks that are hard from that perspective, and certainly Matt, you know, went through a little bit of stretch. It's been difficult, but you got to keep going and do the things that are going to contribute to future success.
Is that the case with the whole team?
Yeah, I mean it's every hitter. Yeah.
Thanks, Greg. Have one more.
Sure, Bruce.
Do you look at the month of June in any particular way? I guess it's, you know, part of Jared's question. Do you look at June as the 500 month as any indication to you where your team is at this point?
I mean, I think our record is, I look at our record, that's where we're at, you know. Not by June. I think this is our record. You know, we've earned that record. That doesn't promise us anything forward, like I said. But we've shown the ability to play good baseball. I think we're confident we can play good baseball. And that's how you know, attack today's game.
It's Craig Counsell on Matt Shaw and the struggles. Some thoughtful stuff there. You connect that with the way that Carter Hawkins talked this morning to Mullie and Hall that we played last hour.
It
don't
would behoove
you?
Matt Shaw to have a really good homestand.
I think that is true. you know, he's got to. He's hitting ninth again tonight. And you look at Matt Shaw's Baseball Savant page, and folks, I hope this Savant stuff is not flying, you know, by you or over ahead. It's not that complicated. Like, the higher percentile, the better you are as compared to your peers. And that means you'd be in the red on Baseball Savant on these various things. Almost everything is bright, bright blue, which is really bad for Matt Shaw, including his average exit velocity. Because I thought about Carter Hawkins saying he hit the ball a little bit harder in these recent series. His average exit velocity puts him in the first percentile. He is among the worst 1% of everybody in baseball at hitting the ball hard. And that feels like what you've been seeing. Hard hit percentage is that low. Barrel percentage is that low. The only things that are red are the sprint speed and the base running run value. Those are the only things that are red on the page. Kids struggling big time, and they might have to go and get themselves a third baseman. They're certainly active in talks.
I want to service a couple of comments made by texters here. First one, I should have caught this because I'm usually in charge of this meter. Tanny, can you play the start of Craig Counsell? Because the texter points out that there was a pregnant sigh, and we have to figure out how pregnant that sigh was by Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean, I think
that's about 6 months pregnant right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.